And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. And this update's brought to you by Kohler Propane, serving the Thumb area with offices in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's. In a Huron County District Court hearing, Judge Ferris presided over the arraignment of Oval Carl Jarvis Jr. on an amended complaint. Mr. Jarvis faces charges of second-degree murder, a felony punishable by up to life in prison, and second-degree vulnerable adult abuse, a felony carrying up to 4 years in prison and a $5,000 fine. Defense attorney Dallas Rooney moved for a competency evaluation for Mr. Jarvis, citing his client's incomplete understanding of the criminal justice process. Prosecuting attorney Timothy Rutkowski offered no objection, and the court ordered the evaluation to take place at the Forensic Center. The preliminary examination previously set for June 9th has been adjourned with a review evaluation to take, or with a review date for the competency evaluation scheduled for August 13th. Regarding bond, the prosecution requested a $500,000 cash bond, noting the charge was elevated to second-degree murder following a medical examiner's report, and citing deplorable conditions for the victim, a family member for whom Mr. Jarvis was allegedly a caregiver. The defense argued that Mr. Jarvis is indigent, homeless, and unable to post such an amount. Judge Ferris maintained the bond at $500,000 cash or surety, including standard conditions. And Michigan State Police have taken a barricaded suspect into custody following a lengthy standoff last weekend in Tuscola County. Troopers from the Caro Post were called to a home on Cass City Road in Cass City last Saturday afternoon after a reported domestic assault involving a felony offense. Investigators say the suspect was armed with a shotgun and remained inside the residence after officers arrived. The Michigan State Police Emergency Support Team responded and spent several hours working to resolve the situation. Authorities report the suspect was taken into custody without incident shortly before 11 p.m. Police say the incident remained confined to the home and there was no ongoing threat to the public. Troopers continued processing the scene late Saturday night as the investigation remained active. Suspect's identity and additional details surrounding the reported assault had not been released as of late Saturday night. And a recall effort underway in Huron County, targeting Commissioner Steve Vaughn again. Second round of petition language had failed to pass the election board standard for clarity and factuality, so it was back to the drawing boards once again. Petition organizers are seeking a special election to remove Vaughn from his District 4 seat on the Huron County Board of Commissioners. The petition is citing Vaughn's vote in favor of Resolution 2585 on July 8th of 2025, a measure that cleared the way for up to 15,000 acres of solar energy development in county-designated zone townships. Supporters of the recall argue the vote carries long-term implications for land use and local development, and the language identifies Vaughn's support of the resolution as the basis for the recall request. Under Michigan election law, recall petitions must gather enough valid signatures from registered voters within the elected official's district before the measure can advance to the ballot. If certified, voters in District 4 would decide whether Vaughn remains in office. No election date has been announced and circulation is ongoing. And we're getting ready to go to John Curdy with your obituary report now, followed by a message from our sponsor, Kohler Propane.
We have no obituaries to report at this time.
Do you have sticker shock? Don't be fooled into short-term new customer-only programs with national propane providers only to get sticker shock when the program ends. Think long-term with Kohler Propane. The goal at Kohler Propane is to secure the best pricing for all their customers. Don't settle for anything less than the best. And the best means Kohler Propane. Low prices and friendly service that you can count on all year round. Call Kohler Propane with locations in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis at 1-888-950-7975 for more information. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
And we are back. And that was your news for this hour, but you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I am Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.